Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Sada Gimel. Today's daf is in memory of Rabbi Hillel Gershon ben Avram Finkelstein on his yard site. Today, Zayin Adar, special yard site to share, donated by his family. Again, Rabbi Hillel Gershon ben Avram Finkelstein on his yard site today, Zayin Adar. Okay, four lines from the bottom on Sadek Beis, Amid Beis. We are in the sugyas of Dam Chatas. Dam Chatas, the blood sprinkling out of the kli, that the Kabbalah Saddam was done. As we will see, it's Beferish Mishnah today, what we said yesterday, that the Dam has to be in the Kli and then sprinkle off. So that Dam has Kedusha, and whatever it sprinkles on has to be washed in the Azara in a special way. Says the Gemara, Ba'amine Levi. Levi asked, doesn't say who he asked from an arguer, so the Shiva Kabetza says that he asked Rebbe. Ba'amine Levi mi Rebbe. Nitaz Mi beged le beged mahu. What happens if it went from the kli to a beged, and then it went to another beged? From one beged to another beged. So does the second beged have the same regular halachas of mriku shtifa? Does it lose anything when it hits the first beged? Why would it? Mi beged kama idchile lekibus. Do we say, right when it hits the first beged, it is pushed aside, it is nidche to kibus? Rashi says, because at that moment, it is roi lekibus, not roi lahaza'a. It must be washed the beged in that special way. So therefore, you will say that it's not roi lahaza'a anymore, and it doesn't create anything for the second beged. Odil malo, or do we say no, that it does still have the status of Roi LaHazoya, and therefore, if it goes on the second beged, it would also create the status of Dam Chatas. So says the Gemara. Oh, by the way, the Minchas Chinuch picks up on the Diyuk of the Rashi that I just explained. Rashi says, what's the Svara? Because it is Ra'ui L'Kibus instead of Ra'ui LaHazoya. That's Rashi on the fifth to last line. Aval Al HaBeged Diz Kuke Izkik L'Kibus Idche Mitoras HaZoya. So says the Minchas Chinuch, l'chora, this question is only a question if the blood goes on Beged 1, and Beged 1 has a chiv of kibus. But let's say it goes on to a Beged that is not Roy Lekibus. Let's say it goes on to Kli 8, as we'll see, which is not Roy, you don't wash a Kli 8, or something like that. So then maybe there would be a Shiloh. Of course it would go be Beged LeBeged. It's only that Diyagad Rashi, that's what something is Roy Lekibus, so that it could be un-Roy, not Roy anymore, to Hazaya. So as he picks up on that Diyak and Rashi, in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches, the Mitzvah of Chatas. There isn't a separate Mitzvah say of the 613 of Dam Chatas. So it's the detail of the Karban Chatas. It's unique. It's a unique halacha to Chatas. Just to read you that first line of the Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Ches, the Minchas Chinuch says in Ostes, V'hinei b'chatas yesh din nosaf, ma'she'enu noheg b'shum karban. Right, that's what this parak is about. But a special din about carbon chatas is not known by any other carbon. V'din zen noik hein b'chatas ha'echalos, hein b'chatas ha'nisrafos, chutz b'chatas ha'of. That's what we said yesterday. Right, by the chatas ha'chitzoni and the chatas primi and not by chatas ha'of. And he says, Eino tod kibus el shehutas al abeget sheroy lekabal tumah v'roy lekibus, as we'll have as a shem later. Avalam hutas al or kashe, o kli eitz, o mateches, or on metal, av shein mekabal tumah einem roy lekibus. They're not royal akibus, and therefore, what do you do? What do you do if the blood sprinkles on one of these that's not royal akibus? So we'll get to that, the concept of greda. You have to scrape it off. Hopefully, we'll do that later. But that's the diyak and minchas chinuch here, that the only shaila here is idchi leil akibus. But if it's not idchi leil akibus, then there's no question. So that's what Levi asked Rebbe. On the side, it says, it was chaser mihu and isha, but we said Rebbe. Omer leis, so what did Rebbe answer? Zu she'ela. Good question. Good question. You learn Musar from the Gemara. He says, good question, but let me give you an answer. Tod kibus biman of shach. It needs kibus if it goes to the second beged. Biman of shach in any case, for sure requires kibus. Why? E osvo v'kasher, if you hold that you could squeeze the blood out of the beged before doing the Mariku Shtifa. But if you can squeeze the blood out of the beged and it will still be kosher, lizarek, so then, ha-kasher, that is kosher. Still roi la-zoya. Meaning, what was the Shiloh? It's only royal kibus? Yes, only if you do kibus. But if it's possible to just squeeze it out before you wash it out, and you say that it won't be possible because it was in the beged in between, so then fine, it's kosher, that it needs kibbutz, and it was Roil HaHazoya. The E, Osva Upasol, and if you hold that if you're Osef it, if you squeeze it out, it'll be Pasol, you won't be able to do Hazoya. So, Anakar Mekivas Virale, Rabbi says, but I hold Akar Mekiva. The Omar, who says, Hoy Solo Shas Akosha Vidifsola, Damaton Kibbutz. As long as it had a moment of kashrus to start with, even if it then became Nifsal, the Dam would still require Kibbutz. So therefore, says Rebbe, in answer to Levi, for sure, you require kibbutz. End of question. In any case, you would require it. Look at the Rambam paskins, you don't require kibbutz. Question is, what did Rebbe say? Mimanashach. Mimanashach require kibbutz, no matter what you say. Osof akasher, for sure, and osof apostle. What about Rebbe Akiva? The Rambam paskins, in Maisa Kabanas, Paraches, Halacha, Tes, Nostan min habeged lebeged, Sheni, Ein habeged Sheni ton kibbutz. As I guess the mission was Rambam do with the Gemara. So he says, first of all, no problem. Step one, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. If you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva of Haizla Shazakot, that knocks out half of the Biman of Shach. So if you knock it out, then you don't have a problem. You don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Number one. Number two, he says, you want to say, okay, it's an unanswered question then. Is it Bayad de Luifshita? So be Machmir. Just do it. Treat it like Dam Chatas. Be Machmir to do Mriku Shtifa. What's the problem? Something that writes on the Chumra. Says the Kesef Mishnah, because there's counter pressure. Doing kibbutz in the Azara is a zilzal of the Mikdash. We only allow it if you have to do it. If you have to do it, if you have the real Dam Chatas. But if you don't have to do it, we'd rather not let you do your laundry in the Azara, basically. So, and if we have to, we have to. It's a special didaraisa. But if it's by the lishita, it's not just a chumer that way, because it's a chumer the other way. It says the shema yeshlomar to kibbutz b'makom kadosh eino derech kavod klapei mala umisveika lo mizalzalinon bay. Right, so double believer bay. He says the other, and then he says the final step. He says number one, he has a whole like a mikiva. Number two, he says zilzel. Number three, and then he says at the end, v'yoser nachalomar tikiva desasam latana de lo kerabi akiva v'amorai basroi namilos v'ilu rabbi kerabi akiva. He says we for sure don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. So he says maybe you could read the Gemara ha ifshita bayan ifchami levi. Maybe you can say the question was answered. It's not unanswered. If you reject Rabbi Akiva, then you'll answer the question the other way. It's not that it will be an unanswered question. So it's a vadai. So he goes from saying, what does Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi do with our Gemara? Doesn't it have to be, kibbutz? To saying that, no, it's an unanswered question. It doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. And you don't do it l'chumra because it's l'chumra the other way, because of zilzol. And then he says, maybe you can even read the Gemara that the question was answered the other way. That it's answered this way if you hold like Rabbi Akiva. It's answered the other way if you reject Rebbe Akiva. Okay, let's go to the next question. Boy minei Rami bar Chama mei Rav Chisda. Nitaz al beget tamei mahu. We had in the Mishnah that if the dam is pasul, dam chatas psula does not require kibbutz. That's what the Mishnah said. If the dam is pasul before it sprinkles, then ein dam matan kibbutz. It means if the carbon becomes pasul somehow, if it pigle, whatever the case may be. If it's a chatas psula, it does not create the chiv of kibbutz. But what happens if it is tahar, if the dam is fine, but it goes onto a beged tamei? So what's the issue there? Mahu. So you might say that the second that it goes onto the beged, so then it's going to become tamei, and therefore it should create dam kibbutz. Or do you say, no, it's too late. You say, no, it doesn't become tamei until it hits the beged, and therefore it should create the halachas of dam kibbutz, because it only becomes tamei afterwards. So nitaz al beged tamei mahu. What is the din? So Amar Afuna Breid of Yeshua, midakami boy lehachi, from the fact that you asked this question, Shmamina, it must be that he holds, the questioner holds, Haisala Shasa Kosher, Vinifsala, Eindamatan Kibus. It must be that he holds that the regular din would be that if it became Pasul, even after it had a Shasa Kosher, right, it was Roy. And then it got a problem that is Dabazatan Kibus. Right, and that's why the question, part of the question is that, oh, maybe it's considered Tamei blood, and therefore it will not create halachas of dav kibbutz because it became possible for it. That's what this badaber sees. So hold in the question that if even though it had a shasa kosher, it was good to start off. It was roy lizrika. It wasn't like pigle, which never had a Shasa kosher. But it had a shasa kosher nifsla. This madamer must hold ain don tama kibus. And the only shaila then is hani mili bezachar zeh. You might say it's only if it became pasul or tame before it went on to the beged. That's for sure does not require create the chiv of kibus. Avo bavas achas lo. But maybe if it happened at the same time, this is the question we're asking, but at the same time, ba in ka'achas, the tuma and the going on the beged, you would say no. You would say it's not considered tame beforehand, and therefore it does create dav kibus. O dilma loshna. Or to say no. Or to say no, right away, it creates dam, it becomes tamei and dav kibus at the same time, and therefore loshna, that it still is considered tamei at this time, and therefore it does not create the chiyuv of kibus. That is the question that we ask. Again, the assumption is, the given is, that if there's a problem with his dam beforehand, even though it had a shasa kosher, it would not create the chiyuv of kibus. But the shaila is, what about this case? In this case, do we say it was too late, or the same thing would apply, it does not require dam kibus? Good. There's a kasha. There's a kasha on the kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha? This is one of the Chelkas Yoav's question. The Chelkas Yoav wrote a sefer called the Kava de Kashyesa. That's the Kava, is Gematria, Kuv Beis Aleph, it's Gematria 103. So he wrote 103 unanswerables. His 103, top 103 questions that he could not get an answer to. Kaba de Kashyesa. So in Kaba de Kashyesa, number 65, Kushya Samachay, he asked this kasha on our Gemara. I think we've touched on that once or twice. Not in this specific, I don't think, I don't remember. But in the past, we've touched on a couple of his questions. So ask the Kaba de Kashyesa. We're going to learn later on. The Gemara is going to ask, does the chiv of dam chatas, the chiv kibus, apply right when the blood touches the beged? Or it has to be absorbed in the beged? Right, my nafkamina, if you have a beged that already has something else absorbed in it at that spot, and then the dam chatas goes onto that spot, do we say that it creates a chiv kibus? Let's say other dam ola is already absorbed in it. So does it create a chiv? That's a question. The Gemara answers, lamaskana, you need blia. Has to be absorbed in it. That's the answer. So after the kavod de kashesa, what's the whole shaila here? Maybe it's basachas, and if it's basachas, maybe we'll say that it doesn't apply. It's not considered nifsa beforehand. But one second, the tuma, it becomes tame the second that it touches the beged. It only creates the chiv of kibus once it gets absorbed in the beged. So you'll never have a case of basachas anyway. What's the whole shaila? It'll always be nifsa beforehand. What's the whole question of the Gemara? If you, according to the Manda Amar, right within the Manda Amar, that it's nifsa beforehand, maybe if it's basachas, you don't say the same thing. But you'll never have a true case of basachas. It'll always be beforehand. Right when it touches, tumit, it goes, is passed by negia. Negia, masa, or ohel. Those are the three types of tumah. Three ways of passing tumah. Touching, or carrying, maybe also moving, tumas hesed, or ohel, or being in the same ohel. So it's negia, right when the blood touches the beged, it makes the beged, to make the dam, becomes tame from the beged. And it doesn't become chiv of dam chatas, doesn't kick in until there's blia. So there's never a case of basachas. That's the kasha, the kava, the kashesha. So there are svarim written. Now Kavya Kashyesha has printed three fat volumes with all the achronim's answers to the Kavya Kashyesha's questions. His original work is like one little book, but 103 questions listed. But he has many achronim. There was an edition that I saw out that gathers all the achronim's answers. So one answer given by this given by the Chazon Ish in Zlachim in Perach Chaf, Simen Chaf, he says no. He says the whole Shaila really. Really, the it's transferred right when it touches. Even though the Gemara's Maskana is Blia, really it's Negia. Really goes by Negia. What does it mean, Blia there? That's only when there's something else absorbed in it, then we'll say that this is only a Negia, and therefore it's not going to make it Chiv Dam Kibus. But if there's nothing else absorbed in there, then Negia is going to be good enough. You can say Negia is Tchilas Blia anyway. I mean, when do you say Blia starts? The second that it touches, it starts getting absorbed. So the Chazon Ish says the only Shaila of Negia versus Blia is for the Nafkamina, where it's already Muvla with something else. It's already Savea. That's the Shaila. The Stipler quotes this Chazon Ish, his uncle. The Stipler quotes That is the chiddush of the Chazon Ish, in quoted in the Stipler and Zvachim, also Siman Lamed Zayin, Siman Lamed Ches, Os Aleph. So that's also quoted in the Chazon Ish itself, but that's one answer to the Kavi Kachesh's question, that it will have a possibility of being Bazeh Achar Zeh. I'm sorry, it will have a possibility of being Bazachas, it won't for sure always have to be Bazeh Achar Zeh. Okay, good. Let's get back to our discussion. So, what was the question? So the question was, in a case where you have dam that falls onto a beged tamei, do we say that halachas kick in? Because if there was a problem with the dam beforehand, then it does not create the chi of kibus. But here, it became tamei bebas achas. So do we say that halacha applies? So Amar le, Plutzo, his answer is, Rav Chizda's answer is, Plukta de Rabbalaza verabanan aliba de Rabba utka matritz rabaya. So, it's a machlokas. That's his answer. It's a machlokas based on how Rabba and Abaya got together to explain it. So, what is that? What does that mean? As follows. The Tanya. We have a machlokas elsewhere. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says, Mei chatas shenitmu mataharin. Let's say you have the mei chatas, with the water and the ashes of the paraduma that are going to be sprinkled on a tamei mace. So, the mei chatas that become, what if they became tamei? They still are mitahir, a person they're sprinkled on. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. Even if mechadas become tamei, there's still it's going to still go to work to get somebody out of being tamei meis. How do you know that? How do you know if mechadas are tamei, they still can work? After all, shahari nida mazan alav. Because nowhere do you find, as Rashi explains it, that you're not allowed to sprinkle the mei tahara on mechadas on a nida. Let's say a woman is tamei meis, and then she's also a nida. Do you have to wait till after she's not a nida anymore in order to sprinkle the mechatas on her? No, you never find that. Never find that. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, you see from that halacha, that mechatas that became tamei still work. What's he assuming? He's assuming that sprinkling it on a nida is going to make the mechatas tamei before it hits the nida. And then, somehow, we'll see how that becomes tamei. And if that's true, if the mechadas become tamei on their way to being metayer anida from tamei meis, and then it goes on to the nida and it works, so then that's a raya. That's a raya that mechadas that became tamei, still are metayerin. That is Rabbi Elazar Shita. So he brings a raya from sprinkling on a nida to in general. Let's get the whole flow and then we'll come back. The Amar Rabba, Rabbi Elazar, B'shiz Rabbi Kiva Rabba Amra. And Rabba explains that Rabbi Elazar is based on the shita of his Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva. The Amar who said, Ha'avaras Kliya Gabe Makob Tamei Kemunach Tamei. If you pass a Kli or anything over something that's Tamei, it becomes tamei. This is similar to the principle in Pesachah Shabbos, kluta kamisha hun chadami. When something is in the airspace, is it as if it's sitting? We had this earlier in this Pesachah. Remember when we had this? We had this way back. Once the dam is over the pail, and the pail, the bottom of the pail falls out, is it as if it was hunach bekli or not? So this is the same type of idea. Rabbi Akiva holds, and we're saying Rabbi Elazar also holds that once something is in the airspace of an item of a person, is as if it's resting on the person. So therefore, in the Rabbi Elazar's case, right when it gets into the airspace of a nida, it's as if it's resting on the nida, and therefore becomes tamei. So therefore, once it hits the nida, it's mechatas shenitmu, that we're tamei already, and now it is going onto the nida to be mitahar. That's Rabbi Elazar's shita. So Rabbi Elazar holds that way there, just to foreshadow a little bit, so that's what he'll say in our case too. In our case too, the blood going on the beged tamei, once it's in the airspace of the beged tamei, it becomes tamei, and then it goes onto the beged. So Belazar would say it does not create chiv of kibus because it's as if it became tamei beforehand. And there are Rabbanan who argue under Belazar, as we'll see, would argue with that. So that's what the Gemara says. What would be the answer to this question of dam that goes onto a beged tamei machlokas? According to how Rabbi explained it. Ditzan, where's Rabbi Akiva? Where does Rabbi Akiva say this anyway? The original source of it, that if the airspace of Tamiya becomes Tamei. Ditzan, the Mishnah says, in Meseches Para. Haya Omid Chutz Latanur V'Sheres Batanur V'Hoshi Yadol L'Chalon. The case is, a man is standing, and in between him and a wall is an oven, an earthenware oven with a sheretz in it. So it is tumma. There's tumma between him and the wall. And the man reaches over to the windowsill, which is on the other side of the oven, to grab a bottle of mechatas. And he brings it back towards him. So when he brings it back towards himself, so it's going over the tumma, because the ovens went up. The opening of the oven was on top in those days. So that's a case of the mechatas going over airspace of tumma. That's the case. The Natal is a log, and he took the log, the heavy Rafi Tanur, and he passed it over the Tanur. Rabbi Akiva mitame, vachachamim mitarin. Rabbi Akiva says tame, chamim mitarin, upal pligi. And what's the machlok is about? Explains Rabba. Rabbi Akiva savar kemunach tam. Rabbi Akiva says, it's as if this mechadas is in that oven, and therefore it's tame. Rabbanan savri lav kemunach tami. And Rabbanan says lav kemunach. But that is possibility one. So that's the machlokas. But the Gemara continues, though. Again, there's what to say, but we're going to do the whole thing first to because we're it's one thought. So, but that is first possibility. Rabba explains that the machlokas between the Belazar and the Rabbanan is based on this issue of Rabbi Akiva, and that is something considered placed down on a daraisa level? On a daraisa level, is something considered placed down? When it goes over Tumma. But the Yesi Abaya doesn't like this explanation, because Abaya asked from the following Tosefta in Para, which adds to the Mishnah, Moda Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who says that if you pass it over the oven, when you're holding it, it is Tamei, but he will admit, Behazaa Shehevira Akli Cheres Tamei. What happens if I'm sprinkling on you? And as I sprinkle, the mechatas goes over something tameh in the sprinkling act. It goes over it. Or agabi mishkav or moshav tameh. Or it goes over a mishkav or moshav, a pillow or a chair of a zav, which we know is itself an av hatuma. We'll get back to that also. But if it goes over something tameh, shehi tahora. Rabbi Akiva agrees that's tahor. Even though he holds that if you grab the bottle, and you grab the bottle and you pass it over the tame oven, it's going to be tame. If you, in the act of sprinkling, it's not go. We'll see what the chiluk is in a second. The act of sprinkling, the mechadas is not going to become tame as it goes over. Why? She'ein l'cha davar she'metame l'mala kilamata. There's nothing that creates tumma above it and below it. Ela kizayis v'na mace, except mace. Right, which is Tumas Ohel, Visharko Mahilin, another Mahilin, La Suye, Evan and Mugas, to include a stone that has Saras. Those are the only two things that create Tumas Ohel. Mace and Ohel.
How does the Mechatas get to where an oven or all these things?
How does the Mechatas, I don't know, for some reason. The Messias is fine. Why would you do it? It's strange. Right, but if talking about, let's say the person's standing on the other side of the Tumah, and then I sprinkle it.
No, but saying the Mechatas is leaving, it sounds like it's leaving.
The Mechatas is leaving the Kohen's hand.
Yeah.
Leaving the coin's hand and going out to the other person, but there's an oven in the middle.
Where's the oven?
The oven's in between them. In between them on the floor. The oven's not so tall. Right? So it's like a barrel. It's like the barrel. So it's going over. There's an oven overneath. Not that this actually happened, but this is the halacha. Right? So Asabaya, how can you say that the svara for Rabbi Akiva is, it's as if it's resting, then why should there be a difference between passing the bottle over, which is creates tumah, and doing the actual sprinkling, which does not create tumah? Therefore, Elo Amar Abaya gives a different explanation of what the machlokas is about. And this then, again, would be able to be brought back to our case of Dam Chatas. Elo Amar Abaya, Tekuli Amar Lav Kamunach Tam. You know, everybody else is Lav Kamunach. Aye, why does he say that if you bring the bottle over the open oven, it's going to create problems, it's going to create tumma? So, v'hachabaka miflagi, this is what they're arguing about. Rabbi Akiva savar gazrinan shema yanuach. Rabbi Akiva says, no, there's a gzera we make that maybe you'll put it down. If you pass something over tumma, we're going to be metamayim because you might come to put it down where it is. And therefore, all cases where the gzera applies, we're going to say it's tame. For Rabbanan, Savri lo gazrinan. Rabbanan say, we're not gozer. So when you can't take the bottle over the oven, so we're gozer in that case. So this is it's a gzera de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan aren't gozer. And that's why, Umo de Rabbi Akiva, behaza'a, and Rabbi Akiva admits though, by the haza'a, it's going to be tar. Why? Because it's not in your hand anymore. Kiva the nafak nafak. You have already sprinkled it. Well, there's no going back. In a case where you're holding a bottle, that it makes sense to make a gzera in that case. And there's tumah in that bottle because you could put it down at that moment. But once you do the sprinkling, it's never coming back. You already sprinkled. That's why you're not going to make a gzera in that case. So that is how Abaye explains Rabbi Akiva's issue. So now, continuing Abaya, Rebbe Lazar, Rabbanan, and Maika Miflagi. So what's the machlokas in between Rebbe Lazar and the Rabbanan? The original machlokas that we're talking about. What original machlokas? Mechatas. What did Rebbe Lazar say? We started off this whole discussion. Rebbe Lazar says that mechatas, that becomes tameh, and you use it, it still works. What's the raya from Nida? The raya is from Nida, because you can sprinkle on a Nida. If you can sprinkle on a Nida, so that's a raya, it becomes something beforehand. So possibility number one, just keep the structure of the Gemara. Possibility number one, let's go back for a second first. We asked a shayla. The original shayla was, mayim, dam chatas, that goes on a beget tameh, does that create dam kibas or not? So what do we say? Machlokas. Machlokas are Belazar and the Rabbanan. What's the basis for the machlokas of Elazar and the Rabbanan, which we will then relate to Dam Chatas? So possibility one is, Elazar and the Rabbanan argue about a case of Nida, but at root, their issue is something flying across the airspace of somebody tummy, is it Kemunach tummy or not? That's the machlokas of Kiva and the Rabbanan, that's the machlokas of Elazar and the Rabbanan, that's what we're going to relate back to Dam Chatas. So now we just rejected that. That's not the machlokas of Kiva and the Rabbanan. Therefore, that's not the machlokas of Elazar and the Rabbanan. So what is the machlokas of Elazar and the Rabbanan? That's what we're up to now. Possibility number two. So Reb Elazar Rabbanan, Bahab Bakabiflagith about this. Amar Abaya Bidunin Tuma Kiduma Mituma Shabosa Shakamiflagi. The machlokas is, can we compare Tuma that comes right now from a case of Tuma that exists beforehand? Meaning no specific lamdas, but can you compare a case where something becomes tamei at this moment to something that becomes tamei beforehand? Rebbe Lazar brings a raya from Nida, not because the airspace it becomes tamei first. No, right when it hits the Nida. When it hits the Nida, it becomes tamei and is mitarher from tamei meis at the same exact time. So do we compare a case like that where something works at the moment that it becomes tamei? Could we compare that to a case where the tumah has existed beforehand? Rebbe Lazar says yes. The Rabbanan say no. So that's the exact same machlokas would be in this case, where the dam hits the beged tumah. So do we say you could compare tumah keduma to a case of tumah bosa shah? Mar savar danin. Mar savar Rebbe Lazar says you can compare, and therefore in our case it would be considered as if the dam was tumah beforehand and wouldn't create a chiv of kibus. The mar savar and the Rabbanan hold ain't done, and the Rabbanan say you wouldn't. And therefore, it would not be considered tummy beforehand, and you would create the chiyuv of kibus. Okay, so far we just had two steps. Right, we said it's a machlokas Rebbe Lazar and the Rabbanan. But what are they arguing about? So the first possibility is kemunach tummy or not. The second possibility is, do you compare tuma keduma to tuma bosa shah? Fine. Third and final step, Rava Amar. Rava says, tekuli amein done. No, that's not the machlokas either. A third possibility. They're not arguing about whether you're done until a keduma mituma bosa shah. This is the machlokas Rebbe Lazar and the Rabbanan. The Rebbe Lazar savar hazaa tzrichashir. We had this once earlier. Hazaa. When you sprinkle the mechatas on a person who's tamei meis, there's a certain amount that is required to be sprinkled in order to be mitahar the person. You don't get all of that in the first sprinkling. So therefore, you have to do like four sprinklings in order to create all of the, all of the dam. Umitztarif and lazos. So Rebbe Lazar holds you need a shear and you're mitztarif all the hazos. But wait a second. If I'm doing hazah on Anida after hazah number one, I wasn't mitzahar her yet. But it's already tamei dam because it's already on her. So forget though whether you compare, forget kamunach, no, lamaisa. You need to do four sprinklers in order to get all the blood in order to be mitahar. So you have to sprinkle like one and two, it's dam tame, mamish. And you don't want to mitahar her yet. So that's why Rebbe Lazar says you can bring a raya from Nida to this case here. To the case of mechadash and nitmu mitaharin. You can bring that. V'rabbanan sabri hazayin tzricha shir. Rebbe Lazar says, no, hazay doesn't need a shir. Just the first one. The first one is good enough. And therefore, his bon ka'achas. Question is this last day of going back to the original question? Does Rav's machlokas, Rav's explanation of the machlokas also work in the Dam Chatas case? That's not so clear. Because there, Dam Chatas, do you also require a shear of dam chatas to spill on the beged. So maybe he's just giving a third possibility of the machlokes, but he's not relating back to the mechatas original question. Okay, end of that discussion. Important question that I didn't say before because we just had to finish. The Ola Shlomo asks, why is it, what's the big focus on Nida? If you do it on a Nida, there's no Raya that a Nida, you have to wait till she becomes Tarmishim Nida, and if there's a Raya that, a regular Tame Mace is the same Kasha. Same issues with any Tame Mace. Any Tame Mace is Tame. So what's the Gemara's focus about, Rabbi Elazar says Nida is a Raya, because the Mechata is going to become Tame, but as it works, every Tame Mace is Tame. So he gives two important answers. Number one, he says, by Tamei Meis, it's E-Efshar, and there's no Breira. So of course it's going to work. The Torah says it works. So of course it's going to work. And, ain't done in Efshar, me E-Efshar. Just because that case would work doesn't mean any other case would work. Because that case, it's impossible to do anything else. So of course it's going to work by Tamei Meis. Nida, maybe you'd say, wait till after she becomes Tar Mishim Nida, and then do it. But we don't say that. So that's why it's Dafka Raya from Nida, because it's ain't done in, if you would only have it by Tamei Meis, you would say ain't done in Efshar, me Efshar. The second possibility is, he says, that by Tamei Meis, this is exactly what the Torah demands you do. This is the mitzvah. If this is the mitzvah, the Torah obviously knows any problems that might come up and tells you to do it anyway. This is the Kiyama mitzvah. By Nida, this isn't the Kiyama mitzvah. She happens to be a Nida now. She's in Nida, and she's Tamei Meis. Right? So what's the Raya that the Torah wants you to do this, but the Torah doesn't want you to do this. So therefore, that's why it's a Raya. From the fact that the Torah allows you to do it, there's no Raya, there's no source. Otherwise, it must be that this is going to be a Raya, that even if it becomes Tamei beforehand, it's going to work. How does it need to become Tamei Meis? We need to walk into a cemetery. Maybe it relates to the, that's a Nida going into a cemetery. What about a pregnant woman going into a cemetery? It's one of the most popular shilas that a Rav gets, right? One of the Rav always gets the non-halachic shilas, more than the halachic shilas. It depends, but that's a big minhag issue. Could a pregnant woman go into a cemetery? Some people are charif about it. Some people are not. What if it's Nikar Ha'uber yet or not? Right? The poskim in Hilchos Avelos talk about a specific case of an Eishes Kohen. Eishes Kohen going into a cemetery. And they say it's mutter minshem svek sveka, the rokeach. Why? What's the issue? She's going to go in. Maybe she has a baby boy inside. Maybe it's a girl. And even if it's a boy, maybe it's a nefel. That's what we pass in that sex thing. Not so nice to think about. But that halachically, we say, make her a dinner will be okay. You have the minhagim of a pregnant woman not going into a cemetery. But again, if it's l'shem mitzvah, if it's a grandparent, if you're doing a mitzvah, so many might say that the mitzvah overrides. Mitzvah overrides, especially not going to the kfura, just going to the hespedim. Get different, one should ask their local Rav, if this comes up. Okay, right. Chatas psula. Said the Mishnah that a chatas psula does not create the chiyuv. The chiyuv. Tanur Rabbanan. Midam ksher v'lo midam psula. From dam chatas. Some dam chatas. That's a lashon of a diuk. Only dam kosher creates the chiyuv and not dam pasul. Rabbi Akiva omer ha'isala shasa kosher v'nifsala. If Rabbi Akiva says, if it had a shasa kosher and then became pasul, dam aton kibus. It creates kibus. So it depends if it had a shasa kosher or not. For Shimon Omer, echad ve'echad ze ein damaton kibus. Doesn't matter. Even if it had a shasa kosher, it does not require kibus. My time with Reb Shimon. Where does Reb Shimon know this from? Ksiv osa v'ksiv midama. Two psukim. It says osa and midama, excluding two things. Chav ha'echad ha'isala shasa kosher. See on the side. V'chad lo ha'isala shasa kosher. Two exclusionary words to teach me both of these. If it's pasul now, finished. No chiyuv. For Rabbi Akiva, osa prat la truma. Rabbi Akiva says osa excludes truma. What's truma? If truma splashes on, there is no chiyuv of stains of truma that you'd have to do kibbutz to. For Reb Shimon doesn't say you don't need a pasuk for that. Reb Shimon latayme da'amar kachem kalim ain't tunim riku shtifa kol shekein truma. What do you mean only chatas? What are you jumping to truma for? You have all other kachim, and then all the other kachim kalim and truma. All of those are excluded. Special did my chatas. Reb Shimon says you don't need a pasuk. The chiddush is Rabbi Akiva. Well, what do you need a pasuk for to exclude truma? Why would I have thought that? So The Gemara later on picks up on it again, so hopefully we'll get back to it at a later date on the Psadik Vav. Okay, Mishnah. Nitas Menatzar Labegeth. This is what Simi, I think you asked yesterday. And that is, which blood creates the chiyuv of kibbutz? Only ra'oi lahazoya. So it can't be too early, and it can't be too late. What's too early and too late? It can't be before it gets in the kli, it can't be after the blood is nizrak on the mizbeach already. Because both of those are too early, too late. It's got to be after it's in the kli, and before it's sprinkled. That's the rule. Nitas Menatzar Labegeth, if it goes straight from the animal's neck to the beged, and we're talking about a behemoth, not an oaf. That was the oaf question was the shiloh we had. But if it goes straight from the neck of the animal, eino ton kibus, because it wasn't huktash. It wasn't huktash, it wasn't sanctified in a klisharis. Mina karenu mina yisod, if it goes onto the Kohen's beged after it went onto the Karen, meaning after it was sprinkled. Or mina yisod, after the shvich hashirayim, eino ton kibus. It doesn't require kibus, because now it's too late. Nasis mitzvaso. Nishpach al haritzba va'asafo. If it falls onto the floor, and then you gathered it up, and it went straight from the neck. This isn't from the kli. From the neck, ain't on kibus. Again, it does not read kibus because it's puzzle. Ain't on, and here's the rule, ain't on kibus ella dam, sheniskabel, but kli, the ra'ui lahaza, only dam that it was niskabel, and is ra'ui lahaza. Good. Look at Tosus. Nitas benetzavra la baged, ain't on kibus. It goes from the neck to the baged, does not need kibus. Me reisha lo shaminon. From the reisha, you wouldn't know it. The havamina hachashaini mishab de bavasachas. Here's difficult of basachas. What is Tosis talking about? What reisha? This is the first line of this Mishnah. What reisha? The previous Mishnah? Where in the previous Mishnah would you have known this halacha from? So, we need the Tzon Kachim. Says the Tzon Kachim, right, in the Asifa Sakedim. Says the Tzon Kachim. Tosis is talking about the previous Mishnah has the line of chatas psula, does not create the chiv of kippus. So here, where it goes straight onto the beged, maybe that's chatas, that's dam psula, because it never was in Skadish Bekli. That's what you have to understand Pashup Shana Tosfos. Tosfos is saying, May Reisha, from the first line of chatas, don't think this could be learned out from there. Why? That's what Tosfos answers. Umishani, hachashaini, desalka daitach, kibon she psul dam, vituunas kibas bon bevas achas, since it went straight from the neck of the animal to the beged, so right when it hits the beged, that's when it becomes possible, that's what we're saying. Does it create the chiv or not? So maybe that you would have thought there that it does not require. And then he just says, Aval tamuali mehechitesi lomer the ton kibus. What's the hava mean? It never had a shasa kosher. So he says, Yeshli yashe v'dochek. But that's how he, the Tzon Kachim explains Tosis' question and answer. He sells a kasha on it, but that's how he explains the question and answer. Oh, I forgot something before, but we'll come back to Tumazov if we have time at the end. Let's just continue first now. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Braisa, Yochol nitas benatzav ala beged. Yei ton kibus, you might think if it goes from the neck straight to the beged, it requires kibus, tamalomar, asher, yazeh. Lo amarti lecha, ela baroi lahaza'a. I only say it by roi lahazoya, when it's fitting to be hazah. Tanya idach, yochol nitas benakarenu menayisod, yei ton kibus. I might think after you did the zrikas, also require kibus, tamalomar, asher, yazeh. Prat lazeh, shekfar, huza. Right? Excluding this one, where you already did the sprinkling. Ask the Brisker Rav, what's the havamina? What do you need a pasuk for it to exclude? It already was nasas mitzvaso. This blood is chulin. What, after the zrikas? The zrikas done. There's no more mi'ila. Right? That's why we put it into the shisin, and it goes underneath to the gardens, and then they use it in the gardens. So what's the havamina that you, it would create a dam, it would create a chiv of kibbutz? It's not the kachim anymore. Says the Brisker Rav in Menachet, here in Zvachim, but earlier in Daf Lamed Ches, says the Brisker Rav, it must be that because it still has a shame dam, even though it's not dam kachim. And maybe the Havamina would have been that if it's dam, even if it used to be dam kachim, that's good enough to create dam kibus, to create kibus on the baguette. That's what you have to say. Because if it's written out to Misfaso, so what do you need a pasik? So that's what he says. V'tzarech lomar, tahava mina, tekivan de damhu, v'afta atok var nifka l'chulin, mikol makom le'inyin kibus, nishar aleihem din zeh. Ula zeh bo ikra, asher yazeh deimem kibus, v'tzarech iyan.
Why can't you answer a little bit differently? That we're not talking about the blood that's left over in the kli which you're pouring down. It's talking about the blood that actually hit the karen or hit the side and bounced.
But even the blood that hit the side, hit it and bounced, even that's nasis misfaso. Not just what's in the kli.
But that's not poured and goes into the garden.
But the same svar applies. Let's say it bounced off. It's not going to the garden, but the same svar would apply. Once you have nasas mitzvah, so once you did the mitzvah and you fulfilled it, there's no more me'ilah. Let's say you use that blood. There's no way Siddharis has to use that blood anymore. It's not kachem anymore. You're permitted to wipe it off. Right? What they do with all the blood there was blood that splattered. That went on the floor. That's where they had the sewers. They opened it up. Most of the time it was open except for Erev Pesach, because we learned where they're up to their knees. But they usually opened it up and it went away out and it went. Right? There's no difference between the blood that's left in the kli and the blood that bounces off the mizbeach. They both would be nasa b'svasa. So that's what the Brisker Rav says. It must be that it still has a shame dam, and that's the Hava meaning. You would have thought shame dam, even if it's not kachem anymore, lagabe kedusha of me'iwa, it's still dam kachem lagabe kibus. Kamash malan, that's the chiddush of the pasuk that you don't say that. Okay, right. Nishbach al haritzva v'chulu. If it goes onto the ritzva, if it falls onto the floor straight from the neck, does not need kibus. Hasu lamali. What we just said that in the Mishnah. We said it has to be royal hazoya. We said if it goes straight onto the baguette, it's pasul. So if it goes onto the floor, it's pasul. So where's my tam kamar? Yeah, the Mishnah is explaining itself. Ma tam nishbach al ritzba vasafo ain't on kibus. Why is it that if it goes on the floor and you gather it up, it does not require kibus? Lafi shaint on kibus. El dam shiskawa bekli royal hazoya. Because it is only dam that's shiskawa bekli and roy, is that going to be create the chiv of kibus. Roy lahazah, lim ute mai. So what is that excluding? Roy lahazah, lim ute kibel pachos mikde azaya beklize, upachos mikde azaya beklize. It's excluding a case where you were makabel half the dam, that you have to be makabel in one kli and half in the other kli. That's the case that's excluding. There's no kiddush bekli, and therefore that dam will not create a chiv of kibus. If you only had half in one, half in the other. Let's finish for a second. Detanya, Rabbi Chalafta bar Shaul Omer, Kidesh pachos b'kli azaya b'kli zeh, v'kpachos b'kli azaya b'kli zeh, lo kidesh, period. Right? So that's what's being excluded in the Mishnah. Major machlokas rishonim. What happens if you mixed it into one kli afterwards? Right? You were niskadesh, you had it both in separate kalim, and then you mixed it together. Is that what the Mishnah's talking about? Is the Gemara even talking about that case? Or is the Gemara only talking about a case where you have them in separate kalim and then you use them? By the way, this is talking about hazaya, the context where we could relate this to kachem, but the context here is mechatas. The context is mechatas by if you were makabel, all the water of the chatas in one or in two separate kalim, and then you. So what happens if you mix it together? Is that also being included? So Pashas of the Gemara, you might have said, is it's only if you kept it separately in the kalim and then you used it separately. It was ever together. That's the problem. And that's how the Rambam seems to say it. But if you look at Rashi, we did this Rashi months ago. Rashi says otherwise. Look what Rashi says. He has in two words on top. V'chazar v'irev. Even if you mixed it together, it's still pasul. According to Rashi, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, the Keren Ora points out that Ha'ara, the Rambam is against Rashi. According to the Rambam, it's a din in the, right now, if it's not all together, then it's not niskadesh. But if you put it all together, it would be good enough. According to Rashi, it's a din in the Hakdasha. If at the moment that it came out of the neck of the animal, or not, that was the dam. If at the moment that you're putting the water into the pails for the mechatos, if at that moment it's not royal as kaddish because you're only putting in half and half, that's already ruined. It's already ruined. It's nifsal. According to the Rambam, you can say it's not yet kadosh. According to the Rashi, it's nifsal. Why would it be nifsal? So the Brisker Rav explains that it could be because there's a special din of putting the, or mayim chayim al keli, right? El keli. You got to put it on, and here, once it's mixed up together, the ashes of the water are mixed up together, and then you're going to pour that into the next kli, it's a permanent problem. Permanent problem, that's why Rashi Shita is, even if it's Nisariv Babasachas, it's not going to help. Mashaykin, according to the Rambam, it can help if it's Nisariv afterwards. Okay, important machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Continuing. Iboy lahu, bidam mahu, what about by dam? What about by dam? Would we say the same thing? This halacha about half and half is by mechatas. What about by dam? Which dam? So Rashi says in the fourth line, the question is by the chatos pnimios. By the inner chatos. They have to sprinkle inside the hechal, or even the kodesh kadashim. Ibailu, but dam mahu. What about dam? So Hilchasahi, do we say it is by Mechatas, it is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, Ume Hilchasah lo Gamrina, and you're not allowed to learn anything from halacha l'Moshe Misinai, because halacha l'Moshe Misinai is not based on logic, it's not based on, it's a special category of Torah Shabbat Pet, if you can't learn anything from it, or Dilma, or no, Hasam, my time, or Mechatas, maybe it's not halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Hasam, over there, Mechatas, my time, what's the source for needing it all in one kli? Dechsev v'taval ba'mayim. You should put it in the water. See the Shidun Kubetzas? In Osches, he had Nekudos in there. It doesn't say bimayim, in water. Ba'mayim. It's as if it says bahamayim. Right? In the water, meaning the water, meaning all. It's got to be all in one kli. So ba'mayim. So you say, one thing, that's the Svaras, Achanami. Dechsev v'taval ba'dam. Here it also says, not bidam, but ba'dam. Right, that's what you correct for about Kore, if he says bor ba, but sometimes, because it changes the meaning of the word. So, should you say, so if it's based on halacha l'Moshe Misinai, maybe you wouldn't learn it. If it's based on a pasuk, maybe you would. So, tashma, dam Rav Zvika, Rav Elazar, af bedam lo kidesh. Period. Rav Elazar says, even by dam, it is not niskadesh if it's half and, if it's half and half. Good. Amar Rava. Rava says, Tanya, there's even a brisa that supports this. What is it? Vitaval. The word vitaval teaches me below misapeg that the Kohen has to dip his finger in when he does the sprinkling. So he can't wipe his finger on the side or the bottom of the kli. It's got to dip. It's got to be enough blood in there and to be able for him to dip it in. He doesn't have to wipe it against the side. Badam. The word badam teaches me achi yehe badam shir tevila meikara. There's got to be enough dam in there. Originally, again, this is by the Chatos Pnimios. There has to be enough dam in there originally, right? When it's Niskabel. Min hadam shebe'inyin. We're talking about the dam that we have been talking about, the same dam that you dip each time. Your finger has to be there originally in the Hazar Rishona. We'll see what the difference is between those two. But again, basically, this is a riot, by the way, that the dam has to be in there altogether. The Israq lemichta badam. And it has to say all of these, because if it only said badam, deikaz rechman of vitaval, if it only said vitaval, the first word, hava mina hava bidalakashir tvila meikaru, I'd have thought, okay, you have to have enough in there to dip your finger, but you don't have to have the amount to dip all your fingers in at once. That's why it has to say the word badam the second makar. And if it only said badam, havamina afilu misapeg. I would have thought, okay, you have to have enough dam in there, but you could take it out by wiping against the wall of the kli. That's why you have the first two words. Min hadam. What about the third? What's min hadam teaching me? Shebe inyin. Min hadam shebe inyin. Lemute mai. What is that teaching me? They have to have enough dam in there. Amarava lemuti shirayim shebe etzpa. It's excluding after each dipping and you sprinkle. There's still some dam left on your finger. You can't dip your finger back in there so that your second hazaya will be combination of the dam that you had earlier. You got to wipe it off. You got to wipe off the blood that's left on your finger before you dip it in a second time. But that's a brisa. It's a brisa that supports what we said, that the dam for the chatos primios, you have to have it all in me'ikara in order to be kosher. If you look at Pashtus of the Gemara, and this is how Rashi understands, it's three separate halachas. There's even a srichasa. There is a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam has this all as one big fat halacha. All three of these. The way he formulates it in Hey Tes, in Maisa Karbanos, he has it all as one big halacha. Ein b'chola karbonos karbon sheton hazoyas hadam be'etzba elachatus bilvad. Shenem arba v'taval etzba o badam. V'tzorech sheyehesham dam kidei tevila lo sheyesapeg etzba o badam. Like, throws it all together. There's got to be enough dam in there so that you don't have to wipe your finger. That's a quote, three separate halachas. So the Ketzav Mishnah discusses, it doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. It doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. You have to work out how the Rambam reads the Gemara. Okay, so Messiah Leila Rabbi Elazar. So let's prove to Rabbi Elazar. Dom Rabbi Elazar, Shirayim Shabbat, Papsulin. So there's a right to Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar, the previous Bryce was a right to Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar himself says the leftovers on each finger is pasul. And therefore, you have to wipe it on the outside. You can't reuse it again. Omar Le Rabin Barav Adela Rav. Omar Talmidcha Amar Rav Amram. Your Talmid told me the name of Rav Amram. Tanina. We learned in a Bryce, Hayamazev and Nitzahazam Yado. The Brisa says something that is not 100% clear. He is doing the hazaos. And then the hazaa went out of his hand. Some of the blood went out of his hand. Ad shalo hiza, if it went out before, hiza ton kibus, that blood requires kibus. That blood creates a chiv of kibus. Misha hiza ain't ton kibus. But after hazaa, it does not require kibus. So what exactly is the chilek that this Bryce is talking about? My lav hachi gamar, doesn't this mean ad shalo gamar lahazos? If he has not completed the hazos yet on kibbutz, the blood that sprinkles from his finger requires kibbutz, right? Meaning, even from the shirayim left on his finger, it requires kibbutz, which would be against Rabbi Elazar. Against Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar says you just got to wipe it off. It doesn't have any kedusha anymore. But according to this stama de brisa, maybe it would be against Rabbi Elazar. Because if you didn't finish, all the blood requires kibbutz, even if it's not left on your finger. Misha gamar lahazos ain't on kibbutz, but after you finish, does that require kibbutz? Question mark. So isn't that brisa against Rabbi Elazar? So gamar answers lo. Hachi gamar. This is what the brisa means. Achelo yatzes hazar miyado. Before you started anything. That's what the brisa means. Before you started the kibbutz, started the hazah on kibbutz, misha yatsa hazah miyado ain't on kibbutz. But once you did any of the hazos, it does not require kibbutz anymore. Because you just wipe it off. Just wipe it off and it's not a problem. Eisvei Abaya, one more we'll try to ask. Gomar mila hazos, here we're talking about paraduma, Rashi says, once you finish being mazeh, mikaneach yado begufesh al para. What do you wipe your fingers on at the end? You wipe it on the actual paraduma skin, because it's going to be burned right over there on Haraz Esim. So the blood also has a chi of Sreifa. So that's why you wipe it on the para. So gomar in, lo gomar lo. We're medaik only once you finish all the azos, you wipe the leftover blood. But each time, between each dipping, you don't have to. Kashan Rabbi Elazar, blood says you have to. So I'm like, no, gomar mekanech yud begufish al para. Once you finished, you wipe what's left over after the last one on the goof of the para. Lo gomar, you wipe your whole hand. Lo gomar mekanech etzbo. But if you didn't finish, but each finger has to be wiped each time. So Rabbi Elazar can't fit in. So bishlama gomar mekanech yod begufish al para. I understand why you'd have to wipe your whole hand at the end. Shenemar visarvis apar lein up, because it has to be burnt. And the blood also on your finger, the left on your hand has to be burnt. Ella etzbo b'may mekanech. But what do you wipe each time the blood on your fingers? Right, what's left over is considered part of the par, and you have to wipe it on the par. But what do you wipe your fingers on at the end? So what do you wipe your fingers on in between? Amar Abaya bisfas mizrak. You wipe it on the outside of a kli. Kedachsiv kapurei zahav. The wipe by the kapurei is the lashon of wiping of gold. Right, we had this once before, but bisfas mizrak, that's where you wipe it. Okay, maybe one more minute. We'll just run through the Mishnah. Nita zalaor. What happens if blood sprinkles, damchata sprinkles on a piece of leather, a piece of hide? Achlo hufshat. What if it sprinkles on another animal? The skin is still on the other animal. So enoton kibas, that does not require kibas. Why? Because that skin is not makabal tuma yet. It's not a kli. So Misha Hufsha, but once it's already skin, ton kibbutz, it requires kibbutz div Rebbe Yehuda. That's what Rebbe Yehuda says. Rebbe Elazar, Omer, Afish Hufsha, they didn't ton kibbutz. Rebbe Elazar says, no, even after it's Hufsha, why? Because it's still not a kli. It's still just a piece of leather. You didn't fashion it into a kli, so it still does not require kibbutz. Period. Says the Bach, kibbutz ain't ton kibbutz ella, makom hadam, v'davar shiroi l'kabal tuma, v'roi l'kibbutz. You only have to do kibbutz to the place where the dam is, and only on something that's roi l'kabal tuma. Well, the Mishnah Gemara will discuss each one, v'roi l'kibbutz, and only something that's roi l'kibbutz, not like wood, like we said before. Echad abegad, v'echad asak, v'echad artun, and kibbutz, all different types of materials. V'akibbutz makam kadosh, is done in the azara, v'shviras klicheres makam kadosh, and the same thing if the klicheres that absorbed dam, chatas, has to be broken in the azara. Umriku shtifa, but kli nechosh is makam kodesh. And if it's any other type of kli that can be kashered, it has to be kashered in the azara. Zechomer bechatas, mikachi kachim. And this whole dam chatas discussion only applies by chatas, not to other kachi kachim. Okay, we'll stop here. And everybody should have a good Shabbos. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in memory of Rabbi Hillel Gershon ben Avram Finkelstein on his yard site, Zion Adar, donated by his family.